This goes to Dr. Janu. It's J-I-N-U, Puthan Parampal. Parampal. It's P-U-T-H-E-N like November, P like Paul, A-R-A, M like Mary, P like Paul, I-L. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Jason, middle initial A, Fitzik. It's F like Frank, I, T like Tom, Z like Zebra, E, K. Date of birth, 11/20/1980. Dear Dr. Puthan Parampal, this is a consultation for Mr. Fitzik, who was sent for evaluation of microscopic hematuria and proteinuria. He is a 42-year-old male with a history of type 2 diabetes that's been well controlled. Hemoglobin A1C most recently was less than 7. He has not had any diabetes. It's been checked. I know that there is, he knows there is a family history of that, but it is not present currently. He is a busy assistant manager at a local pharmacy, and he reports that he doesn't consistently follow a good diabetic or low-salt diet, and he's been overweight for many years also. He occasionally has muscle spasms in his back, but does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. He denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no nocturia, no visible blood. Occasional edema of the lower extremities. That's worse the longer that he stands on his legs, he reports. No skin lesions, rashes, or unusual changes in the skin. Past medical history, he had a recent urinary tract infection that was treated successfully with antibiotics. He thinks he may have had another urinary tract infection when he was a child, but that's the last time he could remember having those symptoms. He's got a history of hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes on oral medications, allergic rhinitis, and obesity. Past surgical history, he's had no surgeries. Social history, he's a non-smoker. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is single, and he's an assistant manager. Family history is significant for diabetes, hypertension, myocardial infarction in his mother, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, metformin, 500 milligram twice a day. Xyzal, it's X-Y-Z-A-L, 5 milligram daily. Singulair, 10 milligram daily at bedtime. Theragran vitamins, 1 daily. And Crestor, 10 milligram at bedtime. Physical exam, height 73 inches, weight 297 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 82, pulse 68, and oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. No pulsatile areas, no enlarged liver or spleen, no masses, extremities. He has 1+ edema in bilateral ankles and lower extremities, about halfway to the knees today. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent labs were done June 16th. 2023. He did have 1+ blood and 2+ protein in the urine and no signs of a urinary tract infection. April 21st, 2023, there was a trace of blood and 2+ protein. 2/9/2023, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is elevated at 3.24. Hemoglobin A1C was 6.6, and his hemoglobin is 15.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Creatinine was 0.9 with normal electrolytes, normal albumin of 4.4, calcium is 9.0. Fasting glucose was 149. And we have a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. It shows that the kidneys and ureters are normal. There's no hydronephrosis, no lesions, no cysts, although there is a 2-millimeter calculus in the left upper pole renal calyx, C-A-L-Y-X. Also, incidentally, enlarged liver with fatty liver disease noted. Assessment and plan. 1, microscopic hematuria, very minor amount of hematuria with normal creatinine levels, and also albuminuria, most likely that is secondary to diabetic nephropathy. At this point, we would just continue to monitor him. A biopsy would not be indicated unless the amount of protein increases or the creatinine level worsens. So we would like him to continue having labs every 6 months. His next due to have them completed in February of 2024. We will check a urine. We'll also check a protein to creatinine ratio in the urine, ANA levels, hepatitis and HIV, also the ANCA complement levels, in addition to normal renal chemistries. And he will have a follow-up visit in March of 2024 to review all findings in labs. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.